Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
What stereotypes do most people from other countries have about Japan?
Well, from the interviews, it seemed like almost everybody had the same stereotype as the number one, which was that Japanese people work very, very hard. Otherwise, I found that they ended up dividing into three types of stereotypes. And Western people tended to have fairly good stereotypes. So, you know, they would think of Japanese people as polite and kind and etc. And Eastern people tended to have more negative stereotypes, probably because of older experiences during the war. And then there was also a group of people who had very few stereotypes at all, because they just didn't have enough knowledge like that.
Oh, that's very interesting. What about Japanese stereotypes of people from other countries?
Again, this tended to divide into the same kind of three groups, that Western people tended to think that Japanese people thought positively and Eastern negatively, and then there was also a group that just said, you know, they don't know anything about our country. For example, Tunisia or Romania, the people in those countries said they really don't know. And I think a lot of that is, you know, there's a big influence from the media. People know what they know from television and from books and education, but they really don't have so much experience with a lot of countries. And I think that's one important thing, is to try to seek out people from different, show curiosity and ask questions and find out real things rather than just listening to the media.
In terms of the overall project, what have you learned? What can you conclude?
Well, I think most of the people that I've talked to, and I have talked to people from countries that I've never experienced myself before, so it's been very, very interesting, and people have been very, very cooperative. And I find a real genuine desire on the part of most people, especially people who are from countries that are really not well known in Japan, to want to talk about their country and to tell things and want people to understand. I think a lot of people tend to feel misunderstood here. In fact, I've had the interesting experience of, even though I'm asking them to do me a favor for taping this book, after the interview, they thank me. They say, thank you for giving me this chance to talk about my country. It's opened my eyes in a way. I think people just really want to be understood.
It sounds like they want to share their culture and they feel some value in that culture, and that it would be a rich experience for them and their Japanese people they relate to.
Exactly. And, of course, that's very true. The more cultures you know, the richer your own life becomes.
Well, on that general topic, that would seem to relate to trends in English and in international English and the mixing of cultures and sharing of cultures. And now there's this, in terms of your book, a common medium that's arising in terms of English. Could you talk about trends in English?
I was quite surprised to find, with respect to English, that at the level of tertiary education in university, I would say fully two-thirds of the people I interviewed mentioned that English was used. They had to read English books. They had to study their classes in English. And there's a lot of university education going on in English around the world. And because of that, maybe there is this trend toward standardization of English, which I think on one hand is quite important, but I think it's also important to understand that there are different kinds of English spoken around the world, and to be able to accept those kinds and to understand how they differ from whatever the prevailing standard may be.
Could you say something about the benefits of having many Englishes in terms of the world? What is gained by that?
Well, I think there's a certain freedom in the sense that, well, a lot of the world does speak English well enough so that they can communicate about their own culture and about their own feelings. And the freedom to not have to worry that, you know, their R or their TH is correct will open up avenues for people just to actually be able to communicate with each other. I think that communication is becoming increasingly important in the world now.
So what would be the possible negative side to the increasing use of English in the world?
I think if there is a negative side, it would be that people would be so involved in English that they lose their own identities. And, of course, it's very important to retain an identity, to feel like you belong to a group, and not lose the rich variety that we have in different languages. So it's good to have a common language that we can all solve problems together with, because I think there will be a lot of problems, world problems, that are not going to be able to be solved by one country. Environmental problems, population problems, problems with lack of food, perhaps. Definitely the gap between the rich and the poor, I think that's going to become even wider in the future, and it's definitely something that has to be addressed. Also, for example, many people mentioned internet. Internet is, I think, destined to become a world method of communication that is really necessary for world cooperation and world peace. And it must be accessible to everybody.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.